This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's our Buckets and Bets event. And to my left here, I've got Ole Assfoot, who rolled up in a wheelchair. And I've got the
I helped him a little bit.
The gentleman with the AARP card who helped
for a couple years
Channing
now,
Crowder, who helped Channing Crowder wheel through our Buckets and Bets event at Hard Rock Hotel
Pretty
and Casino.
Ugly combo right there.
Joe Rose,
Tough. This is a tough one.
Hollywood didn't believe me yesterday, though, when I was telling him that, yeah, like Crowder's legitimately in a wheelchair. And did you not know that, Joe?
No. And I laughed at first, and I thought the wheelchair, anybody in a wheelchair, I stopped. And I go, is he okay? And then I go, okay, I've known Channing a long time. So after he did this stupid move and realized he's really hurt, he didn't make a big deal about it, but he looked at the wife and said, I gotta go
home. You know what happened?
But he didn't want to show that it might have hurt as bad. But you know in your body. Joe, I know when it's bruised a little bit, and I know when something ain't right.
The damn dummy in me. It took 2 days, and Asia had to say Asia scheduled my doctor's appointment because I refused to go to the hospital because the bruises didn't go down. Joe, you know how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
The bruises will go away. Ain't nothing, no big deal. It was a big deal.
It was.
Yeah. I got.
How long ago that happened?
This is like 3 weeks. What is that?
Three weeks.
3 weeks Sunday.
So now you take that fast forward to today, and I turn around. There he is in a wheelchair. He's got people coming up to him. And by the way, nobody's around him because he doesn't want anybody to touch the wheelchair.
Touch my wheelchair.
I told him I'll help him up the stairs, and he slapped my hand away.
I don't want help.
Slap my hand away, Joe.
I don't want help. No,
slap
no,
my
no.
hand away.
Joe, I'm on the stairs. Solana put his arm out like we're trying to go to prom.
Here, I'll help
damn
him up.
Damn elbow away from me. Need your help. Yeah. I'm a grown up.
Oh, Teddy, I'm glad you're okay, man. Because I did laugh for a second when I heard it. And then I was like, well, if it's serious, you know, then you find out Channing's like in a wheelchair for a year or something, then, you know.
I can't do that, Joe.
No.
I'm a G.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Joe, I heard you and Hollywood a couple days ago talking about Tua, you know, because we're out here partying, we're having a good time, the drinks are flowing. Tua's been having a good time, the drinks have been flowing with Tua as well. Crowder ripped Dolphins fans who are upset with Tua out enjoying his offseason.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to think that. You can be frustrated with football and injury all you want during the season. And even on a Friday night, although I've been through this, and right away I thought of, I don't think he'll get mad. So I'm doing radio, and I get a guy call in, and the Dolphins are going through one of their mini periods of not playing well. And the guy goes, I can tell you what one of the problems is. They're Coconut Grove last night when the Grove was hot.
Yeah.
And he said, O.J. McDuffie's got a party there, and the whole friggin' team's there. And my wife and I were out on a Friday night, and they're playing Sunday. And, you know, the fans are thinking, Friday night, hell, that was common to go out hard Friday night.
Yeah.
And they're going, no wonder they can't play well. He goes, and we stayed around, and he's given times. So, now, O.J. didn't know much about it till Shoes got on and said, hey, somebody on the radio. You know, everybody rats to the head coach on the radio stuff that you say. Nothing's, even back then, it was even worse. And, so O.J. sees me, and it's the same deal. So, Joe, I said, I don't have a problem with it. The guy, that's when we were taking calls, and the guy says, yeah, I can tell you the problem. Friggin' O.J. McDuffie and all his teammates getting hammered at some Coconut Grove hotspot down there at the time. I don't have a problem with that. By the way, I would be the biggest phony in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you had the cocaine back in the 80s. Yeah, just a whole. It wasn't just booze.
I've heard, yeah.
look at I don't want to be like our guys went out. We had good records. I think if you're good, you're good.
Good.
It has nothing to do with
good,
a Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday night. They locked us up Saturday night, so you couldn't do any babysitting, extra babysitting.
Yeah.
But I just don't buy that affects how you do on Sunday. It has nothing to do with your play on Sunday,
no.
Unless you disagree.
And Joe, no, I totally agree.
And I don't have a problem off-season with what he's doing.
And the security guard down by the staircase, he'll let you slide up if you get a room on a higher level and you get to bring a lady in. But that's allegedly, Joe.
Yeah, right.
But this is my thing, Joe. The off-season, that's my thing. I can see people being mad at Friday because I used to party. You know, I used to party.
You did.
Yeah, people. Mike Nolan one time said, Channing, I can smell the Hennessy. You better not miss a call. I said, no problem, coach.
Yeah.
One eye still closed. I'm trying to make it. But, Joe, this is the off-season. Like, what do they want Tua to do every day? Study film?
I didn't know about that till Woody told me about it this morning.
Yeah.
And I said, are you serious? Like, I had no problem with it.
Well, I mean, you miss six games
You got a problem with him missing games during the year or can't slide or makes a bad throw. Okay, I get it. That's what we do for a living. But he's out with his wife, and they're having drinks and having a good time. Calm down a little bit. Calm down. It's off season. Matter of fact, they haven't even started workouts yet.
It's just off season. You know what? I said yesterday, Tua got about $100 million in the bank, Joe. These people criticizing him, if you put $100 million in their account, they're going to sit at home and break down their film. They're going to enjoy their life when they have an opportunity. That's really what pisses me off about people criticizing athletes. It's where they work hard to be successful, to financially get successful, and now he missed a game. What the hell does that have to do with the next line of him missing a game?
Right.
And he can't go out and have a drink. And it was at brunch. It was daytime.
Hey,
do brunch?
I'll give you the other one. So Chris Greer calls him in to say, hey, it's not acceptable. You missed six games. So I was like, Chris, you think – Chris, of course, a punching bag these days.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chris, are you serious? Like, you think he's getting hurt on purpose? He's a competitive guy. He works out hard. Nobody ever – by the way, that's the first time I ever heard that. The guy works all off season. He works all off season. Lose weight, gain weight, throwing, building himself. He goes and spends time with John Beck, a quarterback coach in California. Like, he's doing everything he can. But, hey, listen, whether we took the right guy, that's a whole different topic. But this thing about this guy in the off season because he's making $200-something million, you're on your own on that one.
Yeah.
Joe. They still have a section in Tootsie's for me to this day.
Is that true?
I can walk up to Tootsie's, ask for George, and they give me the room all the way to the right. I know you don't know anything about Tootsie's, but past the bar upstairs the right. As soon as I walk up, they say, oh, Crowder, you need your section? I say, yeah, I got eight with me. To this day, I've been retired 12 years.
Jenny, it was so funny when you guys, your group of guys would get off and we got in early enough on the plane, and I hear guys going, Big Randy, and the guy's going, I'm on my way. Who's going with me? and it was like.
Big Starks?
Yeah, Randy Starks. I called the president of the club because he's the one to go, all right, you guys going, right? We all in on this, so we're going to club.
Roddy B? We had a fleet of us now.
No,
we had
that it emptied quick, and it wasn't going home. I cracked up, man. I was like, by the way.
So, Solana, to your point, I'm putting you in the position of one of these fans.
Uh-huh.
We play in New England. We get back, 1 o'clock game. We get back at 8 o'clock. It affects the team so much for 10 or 12 guys to go to Tootsie's, eat chicken wings, have a couple drinks. Like, why are y'all upset about this?
Because I want you in the gym 24-7. In the gym 24-7. I want you watching film 24-7. If it's not leading to a damn playoff win, I don't want to see it.
You know what?
I don't want to see it.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking through the years of all the guys had to go through. Vontae Davis. Bless him.
God bless him.
We lost him. And the second-round pick, Sean Smith.
Yep.
They were going out, and they were coming in. they're not close to your time, are they?
Yeah, I played with them. They drafted, I think, my third year.
They like those clubs, too.
They partied. The first time.
Now, there's some guys married.
No, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
The first time Vontae Davis went to Tootsie's went upstairs in Tootsie's where the VIP was with me.
It's not
I took Vontae because Vontae's been with Vernon.
I didn't realize you guys.
Me and Tay were.
I actually liked him. He's one of my favorite.
Love Tay.
Favorite guys.
Joe, I saw Tay 3 weeks before he passed, fishing on 84, and I'm out there fishing on 84, just catching bass in the middle of the day. And Vontae rides up, sees me, pulls over. We talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah, he saw me one day walking that damn dog he had. Same thing, and stopped. He couldn't have been nicer. And then. We're here one night, and he's over having drinks. I said, you got to tell the story because he pulled his career the way it ended in Buffalo. He just quit halftime.
I'm good.
Hey, I'm good. And they thought he meant I'm good for the first half. He went in, the team went out, and he's telling the story to these guys I was with. And they're going, it's the greatest story I've ever heard. But it's true. Like
He goes,
oh, no. I called my wife at halftime. I said, get a car. And she goes, well, okay, but you got second half. He goes, no, I'm not going back out. I'm a shower. I'm out of here.
I'm done.
They went out. They didn't even know. The team went back out in the second half. They're going, hey, Nico, Vontae, where? He's gone. There is no Vontae.
Yes.
It wasn't like, hey, I've had enough. I'm going to retire. Guys have quit after games. Hey, yeah. You know, I'm just –
One of our guys quit not too long ago as well.
Yeah.
What's that? But they
what a topic that's been.
But those guys, that's the craziest thing is thinking that you can't have a good time and perform at a high level. Because Joe, I see you try to exempt names from a lot of stories. We both know it's some.
Well, there's some of the great players, and there's one that I really respect, and his son's a high first round pick. And he loved everything too.
Partied,
he was a great player. His son, his son, is on his way to maybe
get better. Yeah, yeah.
No,
saying his name.
I've partied with a Hall of Fame crew on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
That enjoyed life and had a great time.
And by the way, did not affect the way they played defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe go take some snaps so you learn how to catch the ball a couple times.
Listen, Junebug,
Joe Rose,
Joey Porter. Nah,
by the way, were you there when Cam? You weren't there for the Cam thing. You weren't there when the team stood up and Cam had that private meeting and Joey Porter stood up and
Jason Taylor. Yeah, I was sitting right next to him.
You got better stories than I do. No story. So I hear now from John Beck and Trent Green was the quarterback. Green, yeah. And Trent's the one that, like, we're at a game on the road, and the announcers were all sitting around. This is a couple years ago. And Trent goes, you know, the craziest story, right, Joe? And Trent's a pretty straight-laced, good guy. And he goes, Cam called a meeting, and he said, Joey stands up, and Jason follows it. And they're like, our problem is you. You suck as a coach. You have no idea. And they're letting him have it. And Trent looks at John Beck, who's, second round pick, just trying to make in league. He goes, this is not normal. I've been on other teams. This is not normal. Can you imagine a veteran player looking at the poor rookies out of BYU, where everybody's, you know, you're going from football over to the church, and he looks over and he says, he said, John Beck said his eyes were huge, and Trent goes, this is not normal.
That's what
crazy.
Yep, that was a joy because there was a fight.
We didn't have any of those.
There was a fight on the plane, and Cam was too scared of his own shadow to step in between the fight, and he tried to make it cool the next week. And he was talking it the next day about what happened on the plane, and Joy was like, no, man, you were sitting there like a church mouse. You the problem on this team.
Yeah.
And then JT jumped up, and we're like, oh, this goes down. And another thing.
Well, he cut one of the defensive tackles, and those guys got after him. He goes, I'll bring him back. Will that help?
Big truck.
Never heard of a guy getting
big, cut. Big truck. Big truck. Joe, I was there.
Oh, man. I got to tell you your story. They don't take a back seat to the old days. Maybe some things, but
yeah.
Damn, not a lot.
And John Beck was so, I guess, I don't even know how to say it, because he's a Mormon.
Yeah.
So we have an appearance one day somewhere that? When he was a rookie.
He was straight edge, though, right? You've straight, told us. Super straight edge.
His yeah. father straight was edge. Very active in the church, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we get John Beck comes in. I'm still running the streets, Joe. So I'm out. They had to. We had to go to Bass Pro Shop and, like, fish with kids. So I end up inviting some friends with me to Bass Pro Shop. So I'm wild. I'm talking about sex. I'm going. John Beck ordered a lobster dinner. And left because the conversation I was having was too vulgar for him. And he left the dinner and left his lobster sitting on the table, and I end up eating it.
You've got to know your personnel, though, if you're John Beck. Know your personnel. Joe Rose, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, we genuinely appreciate your community service today, wheeling our friend Channing Crowder around.
You know what? It was my pleasure. It was only maybe 500 or 600 yards to get here.
Now, come around the back, Joe.
That's my story.
Put me way out there.
Joe, enjoy your mid-afternoon nap after this as well. Are you going to go to the Miami? Have you been to the Miami Open yet? Are you going
today? And I'll be there
tomorrow as well. Yeah. I'll hit
great.
You up. All right, cool.
Everything about that tournament, the play and everything else is great.
When you want to get the work on the tennis court, you let me know.
Yeah, all right. Is your knee okay?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, how can a man be that young and have knee problems already?
Sickly.
Okay, wheelchair. Okay, wheelchair.
Go
Rose. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a break. We're at the Hard Rock Hotel. Take you up until 6 p.m., our Buckets and Bets event. Thank you very much to the legend, Joe Rose. Two legends chopping it up. Solana and Joe Rose and Channing Crowder out here as well.